Welcome to this podcast produced by Imagine, your resource for early childhood music therapy. Imagine is produced by Della Vista Publisher and can be found on the web at www.imagine.musictherapy.biz. The title of this podcast is Active Participation: How Parents Help Shape the Music Therapy Journey, and features Rose Ansell in an interview with Erin Sheena.
Hello, hello. My name is Erin Sheena. I'm an assistant editor on the Imagine eJournal, and I would love to welcome Rose Ansell here. Thanks so much for joining me today, Rose, for this Imagine podcast.
I am excited to be here. It's my first podcast.
Wow. Well, we're in for a treat. So to start us off, can you share a little bit about yourself and your connection to early childhood music therapy?
Sure. So I have been a board certified music therapist since 2010. So that's coming up on 15 years this spring. I have worked primarily with children and other individuals with developmental disabilities. That's been the focus of my practice most of the time over the last 15 years. So I own a private practice and I serve children of all abilities. My oldest client right now is in their early 20s, but generally I'm serving the littles. And then I also work part-time at an inclusive preschool called the Rise School. There are several around the country, and there's a new one here in San Antonio. And so I do part-time music therapy there. They have classrooms that are mixed children that are developing typically and children that are developing with developmental delays and other disabilities. And it's all integrated. And so we do group music therapy together. That's sort of the bulk of the work that I'm doing right now in early childhood. And I've done similar things working in and around education for most of my career.
Very cool. So why do you think involving parents in music therapy sessions with young children is so important?
I think it helps for a couple of reasons. So I think it helps the child to feel more comfortable, especially when there's a really young child, right? Especially like an under three, maybe not used to separating from parents very much. So they feel more comfortable and they might be more willing to engage you. They see you more as a safe person when their parent is also engaging with you. I think it's also great for parents to be able to see the potential of their child, because sometimes these parents that are coming in, if their child's received a diagnosis, they've heard a lot of negative things or they've heard a lot of scary things. And I think it's really important to be able to show them that, you know, your child is still a kid, right? Your child can still have a great time doing these very typical things with you, these baby classes. I also do baby classes at my business. So they can come with the parent, but anyone, that's open to anyone. So I just think it's really important to provide that bonding experience for parent and child, especially if the parent has not heard a lot of positive things lately.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in your experience, what are some of the most impactful ways that parents can support their child's music therapy journey?
I think trying to learn some of the songs is helpful. And I use a lot of traditional children's songs in my practice. I use some, you know, ones that parents might not know, but I use a lot of Old MacDonald and songs that parents are going to know. And so I think just sort of learning the songs and singing them with your children, having them be more familiar when they come in for services, could help them to maybe progress a little bit faster, because it's not new every time. They've heard it all week long at home with their families. So I think that there's like a real benefit to familiarity. You know, repetition is key for little kids. Encouraging their children, but not doing it for them in the session. Mm-hmm. So, you know, modeling or doing it once with them, but then letting them do it on their own, letting them have that freedom so mm-hmm. that the children can, you know, start to believe in their own capabilities and do things for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what you mentioned before, empowering parents to, you know, see that their kids are capable. And then also, you know, what you just mentioned, kind of letting the kids believe that they're capable as well.
Yes, that's hugely important, I think. For all children, right? I have a seven, no, he's almost seven. I have a big kid now, but when he was little, that was something that I worked really hard on, was like trying to remember, like, he can do it. I have to let him do it himself. Just because I can do it and help him doesn't mean that that's really the best thing for him. Mm-hmm. And so I try to model that for parents and remind parents of that too. It's like, we can show them, but you know, they're going to have to figure it out on their own too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what better place to experiment with that than in a music therapy session, right?
It's a totally safe space, and for most kids, it's a lot of fun.
Well, can you share an example of a memorable moment where parent involvement helped make a significant difference in a child's progress?
A parent had made suggestions to me about songs that their child liked to sing at home, like with their siblings, a lot of Frozen and related Disney songs. And those were songs that I hadn't been doing with her because she'd never expressed to me that like she liked those things. She kept asking for the same activities we had been doing. And so her mom had the idea that the main goal here was speech production, increasing her speech production and her like the ability, her enunciation, like she would talk a lot, but nobody really knew what she was saying, and family included. And so the mom suggested that she loves to sing these songs and she knows all the words because we listened to them in the car. And I think it would be great if we try singing through these entire familiar songs with her and see how she does in session with you. And I have like the echo mic and all that stuff to try to encourage participation. And so that was a really great example where it was sort of like the other way. Like I didn't suggest something to the mom. Mom was like, hey, we should do this. And so we did try that. And it worked well for a little bit. And then my client got bored of it because she is very sassy. We did that for a while. And I thought that was a really great suggestion on the part of the mom. And I don't know if that's something I would have come up with at that stage in the game. It might have taken me longer to get there because of what I saw in the session was not congruent with what the mom was reporting was happening at home. So that was really helpful.
Yeah, I love that. So, mom being kind of an active participant and helping shape that music therapy journey.
Yeah, definitely. Because I mean, the parent knows their child best, right? I see their child once a week, right? But she sees her all day, every day.
And potentially singing those songs all day, every day,
Yes, in the car for sure.
right? So what are some challenges that you've encountered with parent engagement in music therapy, and how have you kind of navigated those or worked to overcome them?
I think the biggest challenge that's come up again and again throughout my career is that notion of the parents wanting to help their child do it, even in the session. Because, like I said, a lot of my clients are very young, so parents will sit in the session, which I'm totally fine with. But I do prefer if they sit back a little bit. So they're in the room and they might participate a little bit, but they're not like sitting with the child, or like they're not doing it for the child. So I've had to set that boundary a couple of times, more than a couple of times over my career, asking people to sit, well, why don't you sit over on that edge of the circle or that edge of the carpet? And let's see how they do. Like you'll still be in the room, they're gonna be fine, but let's see if they can do it. And there's been a couple of cases where their parents sometimes of their own volition have decided to wait outside of the room because sometimes that's better for the child. Like sometimes kids, they behave differently when their parents are around. So I think sometimes that it's helpful to help parents understand that, just because you're not sitting right next to your child helping them do the thing doesn't mean they're not going to be able to do it. And sometimes you need to give them that little bit of independence so they, like I said, they can learn that they can do it themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. So, how do you think cultural values and traditions influence some of the ways that parents and families engage with music therapy?
I think cultural values and traditions, so I think they impact some of the music that families suggest. Songs that are familiar in their household might be songs that I don't know. Here in San Antonio, we have a large Spanish-speaking population, and I am not fluent in Spanish. I've learned a little, but not enough to like conduct a whole session in Spanish. So I think that sometimes the repertoire is definitely influenced by families. And I think also the expectations that families have for their child can vary based on cultural perspectives on, what therapy looks like and what their child should be able to do at whatever age or developmental level they're at. And so I think that's sort of, I don't want to say that's the biggest one, but like sort of setting the expectation of what I think is a realistic expectation for a child of that age and developmental level, based on my experience and what I've learned over the years.
So, what role do you think that collaboration between therapists and parents plays in achieving therapy goals? We've touched on it a little bit, but can you maybe expand on that a little bit?
Sure. I think that when you're working with young children, you have to collaborate with parents. There's You should, and you have to. Like, the children may or may not be verbal yet. They are not the ones scheduling the appointments, all that kind of thing. So I think a good collaboration with parents is key for a successful course of treatment or, course of relationship. And I also feel that in this space, in the early childhood space, the parents can also sometimes looking for an outlet for themselves. Not that you're treating the parent, but you're treating the whole family when you're working with kids this young, or you're treating whoever shows up for the session, which sometimes it's mom and a sibling, sometimes it's dad, sometimes it's everybody. It just sort of depends. But I think that, I always want the families to feel like they can talk to me about another issue that's come up. I always try to check in. If I know, oh, they had a speech assessment, I try to check in and see, like, oh, how did it go? I can help you find another referral if it wasn't what you were hoping for, kind of thing. I also have a background in social work. I should have said that. So I also have social work background and degree. So I had done a lot of like resource connecting for families over the years. And so I want to be like an accessible person to families. And I want families to feel comfortable, using my knowledge and skills to help them, work in the best interest of their child. I want to collaborate with parents to serve the child.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that there's an element of that too. We don't want what happens in the session to stay in the session. We want
Exactly,
that to
right?
carry out into, their daily lives outside of the hour
Exactly.
that you see them.
That's always the goal. The goal is that you want to generalize it outside of the session. And I was just telling a parent that this week. I was like, that's the goal. Like, that's what I want them to do. I'm glad to hear that they talked about the songs with the angry spot when they had a problem at school. Like, that's great. That's what we're looking for.
Well, for parents who might be hesitant or maybe unsure about their involvement, what advice or encouragement do you like to offer?
I like to tell parents that your musical skill is not important. Like, some parents are worried about singing along because they feel like they can't sing or whatever. Other parents will sing out no matter what, which I really appreciate. It's like you want to model for your kids, and like, I'm not going to judge your singing ability. I'm not going to judge how you play the drum. It's fine. So I think that just sort of reassuring parents, like, this is, an experience. It's not a performance, I guess there.
Looking ahead, what do you see as the future of parent involvement in music therapy? And are there any trends or innovations that you're particularly excited about?
I feel like I don't know if I've had more inquiries lately from really young children, but I feel like parenting in general is on a track to try and help children understand their emotions and express their emotions more so than in past generations, which I think is really great. And so I have had like more inquiries from parents of typically developing kids that are seeking some type of therapy for them. So I've done a lot of work around like coping skills and emotional expression lately, which I think is important for all children to learn how to do. And I think that, parents are always willing to do like whatever for their kids, right? But I feel like parents are also willing to like explore alternatives they might not have thought of before.
Well, to kind of wrap us up, to conclude us a little bit, is there a certain piece of advice or a message that you'd like to share with our listeners about the power of parent involvement in music therapy?
For young children, I think parent involvement is a huge factor in creating a successful experience for your child, either physically being in the session with them or carrying over at home. Definitely communicating with your child's music therapist about what's going on so that you can help them generalize it outside of the session. We, like I said, we see your kids for a very short amount of time. You see them all day, every day, and we're happy to teach you how to implement some of what we're doing at home so that there is more carryover. That's, like I said, generalization is the goal outside of the session. We want to achieve that, as quickly and as effectively as possible.
Absolutely. Well, Rose, thank you so much for sharing your time today and your experience and your expertise with us. And I'm sure this conversation is a really important contribution to the conversation about parent involvement in music therapy.
I was happy to be invited. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to this Imagine podcast produced in 2025.